Unit 6. Job Hunting.
Part A. Posłuchaj tego tekstu, a potem otwórz swoją książkę.
There are many sources the employer can use when he wants to hire a new employee. Employment agencies, consulting firms, placement offices, and professional societies. He can also advertise in the classified section of newspapers and request prospective candidates to send in resumes. If you are looking for a job, you may answer local newspaper ads, go to employment agencies, mail your resume to a number of companies, place your own ad in a newspaper, etc. But the best way is to use your personal contacts and ask your teachers, relatives, or friends for job leads.
Don't forget it.
Source.
Źródło.
Source. Employer.
Pracodawca.
Employer. Placement office.
Biuro zatrudnienia przy szkole.
Placement office. Advertise.
Ogłaszać w gazecie.
Advertise. Classified section.
Dział ogłoszeń.
Classified section. Request.
Prosić.
Request. Answer ads.
Odpowiadać na ogłoszenia.
Answer ads. Place ads.
Umieszczać ogłoszenia.
Place ads. Job leads.
Wskazówki dotyczące pracy.
Job leads.
Part D. Business conversation.
Thank you for calling ABC Company. We are not able to answer your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message, we will return your call as soon as possible. Our office hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our address is 2006 West Webster, Chicago, Illinois, 60647.
Part E. Business Behavior.
Przeczytaj i porównaj tego typu zachowania z polskimi nawykami.
If you reach the wrong telephone number, it is polite to check the number that you thought you dialed. Is this 202-9113? And apologize. Oh, I'm sorry, I must have the wrong number. If you get the wrong number in the U.S. when you dial long distance, dial 0 and tell the operator that you misdialed. The phone company will send you a refund. Part F. Business Talk.
Domyśl się z definicji znaczeń tych słów.
Bonds.
Certificates that yield interest after a specified date.
Bonds. Raise.
Increase in earnings.
Raise. Liquidate.
To get rid of merchandise.
Liquidate. Back order.
An order not yet filled.
Back order. Part G.
A teraz powiedz po angielsku. Kupowanie obligacji rządowych jest pewnym interesem.
Buying government bonds is a sure business.
Słuchaj, dostałem podwyżkę.
Listen, I've gotten a raise.
Powinniśmy zrealizować zaległe zamówienia, żeby wyzbyć się trochę towarów.
We should fill the back orders to liquidate some merchandise. End of Unit 6.